This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studio, and we are brought to you by Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design has a full range of construction services using innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and personal relationships with their vendors, designers, and tradesmen. Your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Visit buildingsbydesign.com. Well, today, we've been so much on to baseball with the state baseball championships, and we're still going to have those University Bulldogs in as they won the state championship, and we've been doing a lot of track and field. Today, it's summer. We're switching gears. We are going to talk a little club basketball. The club basketball scene in Colorado is mostly during the spring, and then it is June, so the guys take off for their high school teams, but they will reconvene come July. But we're going to talk to two members of probably the best club team in Northern Colorado, 24MD Team Dom. Tyler Winder is the coach of you guys' 17s, but I'm going to introduce Crew Haythorne and Jackson Murray. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you, Coach.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
And Crew is a local guy, Eaton, Colorado. Just got a new coach. We'll talk about that.
Yes, sir.
Jackson Murray. Both of these guys are 6'3 guards. Jackson from Laramie High School in Laramie, Wyoming. So we're going to talk a lot about that. Brandon Valdez, the general manager of the 24MD Team Dom, and we'll talk about its origination. Mike Dom was a terrific player high school-wise in Kimball, Nebraska, little town. Played for, at the time, Rocky Mountain Fever here in northern Colorado, and then played at South Dakota State. And Coach Valdez, Brandon, and Mike Dom have had a relationship since that time that he played club basketball, and he is a great example that you guys have probably heard about. But let's talk about Team Dom and its origination. You know, Crew, I'll talk with you first. Mike Dom was one of these players that was recruited initially by a big school, then they pulled out, then he ends up at another big school, South Dakota State, but went on and had a terrific career. You guys are just in the process right now of going through recruitment, and Crew, being a senior next year, you've already committed to Trinidad State. Talk about that.
Yes, sir. Coach Folda, he came and saw me sophomore year at Triple Crown, and then he said he'd come back and watch me again. And then he liked the way I stretched the floor, and he liked my length a lot. So we can develop me.
And you know what? Junior colleges are such a great place for development. Jackson, you are uncommitted at this time. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
So you'll be playing in front of a lot of coaches this summer and things like that. Jackson, briefly, talk about your high school team at Laramie.
Yeah, we're really good. Just this past year, we had a kid from Denmark who was like 6'10", and he helped us a lot, but yeah, I think we're going to be really good this year. I think we have a good chance at winning state. A lot of guards. Yeah.
That's terrific. And some of those really good former players at Laramie that also played for Team Dom. Let's talk about Neil Summers, who's at the University of Wyoming. I know you're familiar with Neil, Jackson. Talk about his game a little bit that you witnessed as a younger player.
Yeah, he's just so dominant and big. He's such a hard worker. He's a great player. For sure.
And Jaden Brown, of course, a few years ago, graduated from Laramie and went on to play for Dom. Boy, terrific shooter. So a lot of history with Team Dom. And you know, I'm going to say that this is one of those club teams, and I'll let you guys comment too, that goes to work for their players, and you have to have the talent. that is obvious, but you know, there's certain advantages to playing with certain club teams, and Team 24MD, Team Dom, has proven through the years how many guys that they put out into colleges. You guys played in Kansas City a lot this spring. Crew, talk about that.
It was fun. It was a blast. Got to play some really good teams, and then played at the new field house down there. That was sweet, but it was just good comp.
Yeah, a lot of good competition. Jackson, tell us about your experience this spring.
Yeah, it's been really great. You know, I love playing for Winder. I really like our team a lot. I think we're really competitive, and yeah, it's fun to go to places like Kansas City and just play good teams like that. Some new teams.
Hey, Jackson, I'll stay with you. Talk about your journey through basketball. You know, what age did you start playing? Who are some of the different teams you've played on and some of the better guys you've played with?
Yeah, I started playing probably when I was in, like, you know, like kindergarten. But living in Wyoming, I pretty much have to come to Colorado if I want to play, like, summer basketball. And the 2 summers before this, I played for Rocky Mountain Fever. And I played with some good players on that team, like Avery Lamar. He's a pretty good player. Who else? Cole Tonages. He's a great player. Yeah, guys like that.
And, you know, playing in Laramie, it always amazes me, and I've coached club as well and coached with Brandon. It seems like the players from Wyoming that come and play club basketball are really committed.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you have to drive like an hour and a half for practice every day, and it's definitely a lot of driving. Like, if you're going to be playing summer basketball from Wyoming, you have to be committed for sure.
You know, we talked about Jaden Brown, Jackson, and the outstanding shooter he was, and then Neil Summers. You made the comment on how hard a worker he is, and following their recruitment. What's it like trying to continue the tradition of these guys, not only with your high school team, but a little bit of Team Dom also, that you want to get to that next level?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely like some pressure, like playing, like coming from Laramie and trying to match players like that. You know, those guys are really good.
Crew, you've been one. You proved this past year as a junior to be one of the top guards, you know, in Northern Colorado. What has kind of fueled your development over the past few years?
Just always getting better and playing better kids. I've been getting in the gym a lot with the girls coach recently, and then he's been getting some JUCO guys or seniors that have graduated, and just always playing against guys that are better than me.
Just trying to keep playing and keep playing. And of course, you guys had an outstanding year this year, kind of under the radar a little bit. But, well, I'm just going to say 5 seconds from going to the state tournament.
Yeah, to the Coliseum. You'll have that, but overtime was fun playing them at home.
Yeah, and your rival university, of course, you had some great games and a battle. Talk to this crew about playing for Coach Tanner Irvin.
I liked it a lot. He was young. He had fire with him, and we liked to run, get up and down, and he fit my play style. We ran a lot of quick hitters, just – it was fun to play for him. I had a blast with him.
You know, outstanding young coach. It's going to be fun to see where Tanner is. You know, whoever gets Tanner is going to have an outstanding coach. No doubt about that. But, hey, why the early commitment for you?
I think I just wanted to take some pressure off my senior year, and I felt like the time was right with Coach Folda, and I don't think I could ask for a better opportunity.
You know, Coach Folda has a lot of history, you know, a terrific high school player. His dad was an outstanding coach, coached at Eastern Washington, coached at CSU Pueblo, and he has taken that position at Trinidad and just ran with it. They've had some outstanding success. Was that part of your decision-making, the relationship with Coach Folda and the success they've had?
Oh, for sure. They've won their region the past 5 years, I think, and his dad coached my dad, as you know, at Pueblo. So
yeah.
It's cool. It's cool to continue that.
In that, that's kind of ironic that you would end up playing for the son of your dad's college coach as well. And that, of course, took place at CSU Pueblo. I think it was called, what was it called then?
The Indians. They were still the Pueblos, but they were
But it wasn't CSU Pueblo. It was Southern Colorado.
Yeah, Southern Colorado.
Southern Colorado, not CSU Pueblo. At Pueblo. But, Jackson, what kind of things are you looking for in a college to continue your development and your playing career?
Yeah, I'm really just looking for a coach who's going to push me to be a better player, push me to, like, just improve my game so I can really get minutes at the next level and be successful at the next level. That's what I'm looking for.
You know, what made you make the switch to 24MD Team Dom?
When Valdez first, like, recruited me or texted me, I really liked everything he was saying. And, like, how he talks about, like, Neil and how Neil and Jaden played there. Like, yeah. Both of those guys, really. I was like, yeah, I want to follow in their footsteps. I want to be as good as them. So,
you know, and I saw Jaden play as a young player, and I saw Neil play as a young player. And both, obviously, terrific talent. But they improved so much. And 24MD Team Dom, they're not your typical club as far as when it comes to practice, okay? Crew, I know you've been with them, and talk about the practice sessions. It's just not roll the ball out and let's run these sets and let's, you know, match up or whatever. Talk about the practices that you guys go through.
No, Valdez always brings a certain intensity, and he wants the same amount of effort every rep, every different drill we do. It's awesome. I love it. It's just a good environment to be in.
You know, and anybody that's witnessed those practices, very similar to a, you know, a high school program, top program practice. Jackson, talk about maybe some of the differences, similarities that take place with your high school team and Team Dom.
Yeah, they're definitely very similar. It feels like a high school practice, like it has the same energy and the same want to win. And, like, not to dig on Fever or anything, but it's definitely, like, the practices are definitely more, like, structured and more, like, fired up, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Practices, and they're developmental.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, developmental practices. Crew, one of the things that Coach Valdez talked to me about a little bit with your development is how you have improved on, you know, that pull-up jumper.
Yeah.
You know, that one dribble, maybe one dribble with a crossover, pull-up jumper. Talk to us about that.
Yes, sir. So just it gives you a cushion. It gives you another options. You know, I want to be a three-way scorer, score at all three levels, and sometimes that one pull-up, one dribble pull-up is all you need. That defender's already going to the rim.
And Jackson, Coach described you as a three-way scorer. What's your comfort level right now outside the three, pulling up mid-range, getting to the basket? What's your comfort level?
I mean, I feel comfortable doing all of those, you know. It's definitely, like, I've put a lot of work into all three of those levels of my game, so I feel pretty comfortable scoring all three
levels.
That
is awesome. And, wow, we're talking away here, and it's actually time to take a break. But I want to thank Front Range Interiors. Your home isn't just square footage. It's where your family lives. It's where the mornings happen and where memories are made. If you want to get something done for your home, use Front Range Interior. They will give you a fair, accurate quote. They know what they're looking for. They want to listen to you, what you're looking for. The details matter. The things that can affect how your floors look, not just now, but in the future down the road. Visit Front Range Interiors online at frontrangeinteriors.com. We'll be right back with the club guys.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. What is the Dirty 30?
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
The boys aren't shaving until the Rockies win 30. Hear Rockies games and talk on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are visiting with 24MD Team Dom Club basketball players. Jackson Murray out of Laramie, Wyoming, Laramie High School. Crew Haythorne right here for the Reds over at Eaton. And guys, talk about your team a little bit, some of your teammates. Crew, let's start with you.
Yeah, so Jacob Ball from Eaton is with us. We got Owen Woods, he's kind of our big. And then like Colby Learwick and Cade from Pine Bluffs, they're fun to play with. They play hard. Since we're undersized especially, they play hard.
You know, and undersized because you don't have that legitimate 6'8", 6'9", guy this year.
Yeah.
Talk about, you're probably more familiar, Jackson, with the other Wyoming guys.
Yeah.
Talk about the Wyoming guys, their high school, where they're from, and what kind of players.
One player I really like on our team, Owen Woods, he's a great rebounder. It's really nice to have him as our big. Like he's undersized, but
how big is he?
He's probably like 6'4".
Is he? Yeah. I mean, 6'4" seems big to some of our listening audience, but when you go out on the circuit and play basketball against teams throughout the nation, 6'4" is not very big.
He's battling. That's
yeah,
sure.
He is. He's a battler. Other guys from Wyoming?
Like Cade. He's a great passer. He's a great floor general. Yeah.
Now, where does Cade play?
He goes to Pine Bluffs.
Pine Bluffs. Owen also Pine Bluffs?
No, he goes to Cheyenne Central.
Cheyenne Central. So, and you'll play against these guys next year.
Well, I play against Cheyenne Central. Yeah, they're pretty good.
And you have a chance. Your high school team really has a legitimate chance to compete for a title next year.
Yeah, we definitely do. We're getting probably one of our best players back who was hurt all of last year. And, I think we're going to be really good this year.
And who's that player?
His name's Dax Parvin.
Dax. Sure. We know Dax.
Yeah, you know Dax.
Yeah, we know Dax. Because now, is Dax still that multi-sport guy playing, football? He played baseball, I know,
A
few years ago, but didn't know he was injured. Dax is a terrific kid, terrific player, but it's always fun going into year knowing that you have a chance.
Yeah, it is.
And Crew, your high school team, you're going to be good too. Now, change of coaches.
Yeah.
You're going to have a change of coaches, and your coach's name is Sean Palmer, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Not very familiar with Coach Palmer, but had your first meeting last night. How'd that go?
It was good. I really liked everything he said. Seemed like a really stand-up guy. Seemed fired up to be with us and to build something with us again. But I'm excited.
Good.
I'm excited to get started.
Let's go back to spring ball. What'd you learn most about playing against some of the teams that you guys played against, mostly in Kansas City, Crew?
Just the physicality and just the pace of it, but I think we've learned we can hang with anyone. Don't put anyone too much on a pedestal and realize you can compete with anyone.
Best player you played against, do you remember?
This spring?
Yes.
We played this Texas team and KC, and they were all five guys out there. They could hoop.
And Jackson, what'd you learn from playing spring ball in club?
Yeah, I definitely learned that like physicality is a huge thing in basketball, and I think that's gonna translate at the next level. Like everyone plays super physical. It's really good to play competition that plays as hard as the guys do in Kansas City, and yeah.
And when you talk about physical play, what kind of adjustment do you have to make once you get back with your high school teams? Because high school is called a lot differently. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah. The defense. You have to play defense a little bit differently because you're trying to keep up with the guys during club, fouling and whatnot. But got to love it. The bumps and stuff, playing off 2 feet. I think it's good.
Gets you ready for high school. But how about the officiating? What's the differences between club and high school?
Club's obviously just a lot faster pace, so there's going to be less calls. They're going to let some more things go compared to high school. High school, they're calling, you're getting close to the foul limit every single quarter.
Yeah, tic tacs.
Yeah,
you know, somewhat compared to
club.
Compared to club, how does that affect your game at all, Jackson? The difference officiating, the physicality that's allowed.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, it allows me to play like harder defense, and you know, you can like you can get away with swiping and reaching and club way more than you can in high school. Yeah, it's you can definitely like give people more bumps too. That definitely changes my game.
Yeah, and what was your favorite moment this spring with Team Dom crew?
Definitely in Kansas City, just around the guys, walking around little outdoor malls and stuff, watching a movie, just chilling with them, and then playing the next day. That was awesome.
So Jackson, all that question, and there is not one thing said about basketball, but that's kind of what club basketball is and create, and that's a good thing, you know, to create memories. What stood out? What was some of your favorite moments, Jackson?
Yeah, I agree with Crew. Like, we have a great team. It's super fun to just hang out with them and just when we were in being in another city and just chill with the guys. But some moments that stood out to me is, yeah, when we played that Texas team, they were definitely a good team, and we played really hard, and we could have won that game. Yeah.
And what variety of philosophies have you seen as far as, you know, defenses against different club teams? Is there one thing that stands out to you that says, wow, that was really a great defending team?
The teams that press and get up a lot and don't zone up, you know, yeah, they're not giving you any breathing room. They're jumping every screen. Those teams, that you don't want to play against those teams.
You know, and Jackson, I was going to preface that by saying when you're in high school, you're going to play against some terrific athletes. But when you're playing club basketball, you're playing against five terrific athletes all on the floor at the same time. How rewarding is that to finish a spring circuit, go back to high school, and be able to look forward to your summer spring circuit?
Yeah, it's definitely rewarding. Like, it feels like in club basketball, you know, we'll play games at like 8 a.m. against all guys that can like dunk it in their full court pressing at 8 a.m. playing super physical, and then we come back to high school, and it's like you don't play against guys quite like that. And if you just feel more prepared, and you know, like you're above the competition because you've been playing against better competition.
So you're going to with your high school team right now. Talk to us about the camps that your team will be attending at Laramie High.
Yeah, so this past weekend we were just at MSU, and we played pretty well. You know, we lost a game in the tournament portion of that. That we should have won, but yeah, we played pretty well. It was a fun tournament.
And what's the rest of June look like for you?
So we go to UNC this weekend, and then we go to Black Hill State, and then we go to like the Scholastic Live Showcase.
And so, yeah. let's give a shout out to UNC, because all three of us are going to be out over on the UNC campus and surrounding schools. But Coach Smiley and his staff, they bring in an array of teams. I think there's close to 200 teams or so. Wow. Forth, and I was putting together our team schedule, and of course the lower levels and varsity levels playing at all different sites. So if you're trying to get a Jim and Greeley audience Thursday, Friday, Saturday, forget about it, okay? Just forget about it, because all of UNC, including the recreation at UNC, is taken. Greeley Central, Northridge, Greeley West, University High, I think Union Colony, the Greeley Rec Center, Ames Community College. Every gym is being taken care of there by UNC's team camp. But how much fun is it? You guys have experienced team camps, you know, down to your freshman year. How much fun is it for your high school teams to do something like that, Crew?
It's awesome. Just being able to get with the guys again after school's out and playing ball. The UNC camp last year was definitely my favorite. And then Black Hills going up there was really fun, too.
Yeah, UNC's my as a coach, UNC's my favorite because they're so organized, and Coach Smiling and his staff are always around because they care. You know, I've been to team camps all over basically western part of the United States, and you can go to a team camp wherever, and you may never see the head coach. You know, yeah. That's not Coach Smiley. He is there legitimately watching players, watching teams, and it's not about all about his recruitment or his assistant's recruitment. They have buddies all over that they may see a player and say, you know, he can't, maybe not ready to play for us, but a good player, let's help him down the road to get somewhere else. So, love what they do over at UNC and all the things they do. What's the toughest lesson you learned? Jackson, we'll start with you. What's the toughest lesson you learned about playing club basketball?
The toughest lesson I learned, it would probably just to be that physicality wins basketball games. Like, if you just play hard and play strong, you'll win basketball games.
Krug, can you add anything to that?
Every possession matters, and you're not as athletic as you think you are.
and as you get against guys from other programs throughout the United States, the strength. You know, it's just not about speed, being ready to shoot it, things like that. It's size, strength, which helps prepare you for the next level. Jackson, if I were to ask you, what is one thing that you simply need to get better at before you get to the next level? What's that thing that you're working on?
I mean, playing club basketball has really taught me that I need to work on my strength and athleticism for sure, like being in the weight room. That's definitely the thing at the next level I need to work on.
You know, and it's almost like, and high school players have a difficult time with this, and they will learn, okay? But you have to spend probably as much time in the weight room as you do each morning in the gym. You know, so that 2 hours in the gym, you got to also put that 2 hours in the weight room to get to that level where you want to be. Jackson, have you been a multi-sport guy growing up? Or
yeah, I actually used to play baseball until I quit recently, like about a year ago, last summer.
Okay.
And then I also ran cross country as well, so.
Do you still?
No, I don't anymore.
Oh, come on, Jackson, man.
I didn't enjoy it, man.
Crew knows some outstanding cross country athletes at Eaton. I know that. But, Crew, I know you played baseball, too, growing up, but decided to just concentrate on basketball. Happy with that decision?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't change a thing.
Looking forward to play JUCO. You've probably heard me talk, and Crew has anyway, about JUCOs, and I'm kind of biased toward JUCOs because I think you can develop so much, and you're a bright kid, so you're not going to have any trouble with academics, but it does give athletes that foundation academically, and then once you get to a bigger school, you are so much more prepared. What's the circuit like in July for you guys, Jackson?
I honestly don't really know. I know we're going to Omaha, and then I think we just play one more tournament in Colorado. I think we just have two tournaments. We play Omaha and Colorado.
Is it recruit look in Omaha?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, and Coach Valdez, told me about, and let me see what I can... yes, the circuit that you guys are playing on is the recruit look circuit, and it's kind of primarily Midwest based. And as he said, you guys finished up the spring in Kansas City, and then in July you will be going to Omaha, and you guys have already played in five tournaments.
Yep.
So that's a great run. Talk about Tyler, your coach for the 17s, Tyler Winder. Jackson, we'll start with you, man. What do you like about Tyler?
I like that he's young. I feel like he can, you know, he's closer to us in age, so that definitely helps our, like, relationship as a team. And I really like the sets he runs, the plays he calls up. Usually he always knows what he's doing.
Are you guys a motion team overall, or what's your MO?
Motion group? For sure, but we want to run. We don't want to run his offense.
You guys like to run, you know. And Cruz played for me a summer too, and you know, just getting different guys to run that haven't been, you know, used to that type of basketball. It takes a little time. How have your guys gelled with that, Crew?
I think we've gelled great. We all fit the play style. Everyone wants to score and score quick, and we're all willing to give up a pass, turn up a good shot for a better shot, and then send hard screens, just run fast down the floor.
You know, with a lot of club teams, Jackson, it takes time to get those relationships made and that team play, that camaraderie. What's it been like you coming into this club team and as far as how the team has gelled?
I mean, I think like four or five of the players on this current Dom team I played with in Fever last year, and I've played with a lot of these guys. So we pretty much skipped that whole part of, you know, getting to know everyone.
Sure. But
yeah, it definitely helped us early in the tournament.
So, Crew, you had to adjust because you played for Dom last year, did you not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I helped a little bit in some tournaments with Cohen and Preston and all those guys. It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot that summer.
So, hey, let's talk about one of your the former Dom kids that played at University, your rival, but River Sawyer.
Yes. Yeah.
How about he is going to CSU? How excited are you guys when you see something like that, though, as a player for your club team that actually signs is going to be a preferred walk-on at Colorado State for the Rams?
It's cool. It's awesome for the program, and it's awesome for Northern Colorado in general, getting guys out and showing that they can play, that they can hang.
And Jackson, same with you. You haven't committed yet, so, you know, it's all out there for you. But what do you think when you see a kid like River accomplish that goal?
I mean, it's definitely positive. Like, it's like he's going through the same path as us, and maybe we could commit just like him, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, before we take our next break, I just want to go through this list a little bit, too. And you guys know a lot of these guys. But here are some of the recent players that Team Dom has sent, you know, to the next level. Braxton Miller going to Hastings College in IA program. Cohen Nitzel University going to Coe College. Colin Roberts, Northwest Community College in the Region 9. Preston Brunton, kind of a shooter type guy too. You guys know Preston played at Mountain Range, signed with Regis. You know, this kid 6'6", can shoot it. Marcus Prestridge is headed out to NJC. John Elby, he's going to join Cohen, I believe, at Coe College. And then a lot on the women's side as well. But River Sawyer, we talked about him Colorado State. Ty Yoder, another Patriot League kid at Fort Lewis, and his teammate Cade Crutcher, a high school teammate. Cade's going to the University of Northwestern in St. Paul. Just Noah Eccles, Central Oklahoma, and I could go on and on, you know, but, you know, for airtime's sake, I won't do that. But just a lot of players that go on to that next level from 24MD Team Dom. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be back with the guys after these messages.
.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Win tickets to the Greeley Stampede right here, thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. And, of course, we've got to thank our sponsor, Crew. You know this one, Eatin' A&W, the family-owned restaurant, providing good times and good food right there at Eatin' on Oak Avenue and probably post-practice go-to, you know, in the summer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, you've heard me talk about Micah. He's cheese curd crazy. You know, so he loves his cheese curds. What's your go-to at Eaton A&W?
I'm hopping on that bus, too. Recently, I've been getting a lot of the cheese curds.
You and Micah. You know, as I look back into the, you know, guys, there's reason we call this bulletproof glass, you know, because...
Bruce has been trying to kill me for all my cheese curds.
You know, so I can't attack those cheese curds. But anyway, let's get back to Eaton A&W, of course. I've got to go with number one, the root beer cooler, the freeze.
Okay. The freeze.
You know, that's probably being my go-to. But the Papa Burger, you can't beat the Papa Burger. And guess what today is, guys?
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. So what, Micah? It's Tuesday. It's
Easter Papa Tuesday.
It's Papa Burger Tuesday. It's not Tuesday, cheese curds. It's Papa Burger Tuesday. But take a friend along, order some cheese curds too. But man, get that combo, that great Papa Burger combo for just $5.99. Not many places you can give places a $10 bill for lunch and get a lot of change back. So, yeah, Eaton A&W, of course, get over there for lunch. They're open, of course, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sundays 8 to 8. Now, you guys come down I-25, or do you ever cut across on 85?
No, I come down I-25.
I-25. Yeah. Well, next time you may have to take a detour. Come down, you know, go see Crew and come down 85. It's right off there off of 85. But pick Eaton A&W, our good friends at Eaton A&W. Hey, I want to talk a little club basketball, and you guys have experienced club now for a few years. If you're talking to younger players, why would you tell them to play for 24MD Team Dom Crew?
You're going to get held to high standards, and you're going to work every single practice, and they want to win games. Everyone's held to the same standard, and if you got to meet it. And that, I love that. I think that every young kid, every young player needs an environment like that.
Jackson, what can you add to that?
Yeah, everyone there wants to work hard and wants to win. And if you pick Team Dom, you're going to get better. Like, that's their main focus is just player development. You're going to get better if you choose to play on Team Dom.
When you went to your first, Jackson, when you went to your first Team Dom practice, okay, full-fledged practice, what'd you leave the gym thinking?
I was like, wow, this Valdez guy yells a lot. He's fired up. He wants us to get better. He cares. That's what I left with.
You know, and the development, whether it's ball-handed development, shooting development, defensive intensity development, a lot of things obviously go into that. Academics, let's talk a little bit about academics. What's your favorite subject, Crew, at Eaton High School?
I'm going to have to say literature right now.
Are you a literature guy?
Yeah.
Like to read?
Yep. It switched. Used to be math, but now I'm a big reader.
Now you became a good person.
Seriously.
Math is not good.
Nah. Jackson, how about you? What's your academic strength?
It's hard to pick a favorite subject, but I would say literature as well. That's probably my favorite class.
And hey. There's Micah back there smiling because he's kind of a lit guy and history as well.
History, yes, and psychology, and PE.
You don't know nothing about psychology.
Oh, psychology was fun. You got to take a psychology class.
And I always say, guys that come on and say their favorite subject is PE, I give high kudos because I taught PE. I obviously was not Micah's teacher.
Yeah, I was the second slowest person in the class. My body wasn't built to move.
You can't say PE though, right? That's a cop out.
Why not PE, man? No, it's you knew I was talking academic mania, but because everybody's favorite would be PE. So anyway, you know, I had a. As Crew knows, Jackson, I do some training, and I was training this really good middle school kid not long ago, and school was still in session, and I seriously asked him, I said, what's your favorite part of school? And he looked me right in the eyes, and he said, the final bell. And it just brought a smile to my face because there was such a great, honest answer. But hey, July, what's your goal? You know, once high school season over, you start back in to club ball in July. What are a couple of goals, crew, that you have in mind?
Win games, obviously. Go to Omaha. Let's get a winning record. And I would say just hanging out with these guys, honestly, just being with them more. I enjoy hanging around these guys a lot, and a month off is going to be weird.
And Jackson, when you go to play games, what's that one part that is going to be you want to do better than you did in spring ball?
One thing I want to do better at, I would say rebounding. I definitely need to work on my rebounding when it comes to school ball. It's something I need to improve on and help my team out with.
Yeah, you know, and you guys, both good shooters, wish you, so, you know, the very, very best as far as shooting crew. What's your favorite shooting drill? Do you have one?
I like any of the where you have to go and touch half court and come back, and you have any drill with a guy rebounding
motion
for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I can't complain.
Now, have you guys done the drill in practice? Shoot, you can't miss two in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, from the elbow, from the threes. Your founder, coach of Team Dom, Mike Dom, did an incredible display a couple of summers ago at threes. I think he made 61 threes without missing two in a row. And everybody's just there watching, and he's getting it. Great release, swish, great release. Most of them were in a row. He may miss one, and then
it
took him 60. He made 61 before missing two in a row. Oh, man, we're at the end already. Let's take a break, and we'll be back and wrap up Coach Speak after this.
Southern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Broncos, Nuggets, Avs, and the local college scene. Get it all on the Hull Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. Hey, want to mention real quickly the Foxes baseball team. Check them out. We're going to be doing some things with those guys, too. We'll talk much more about with them tomorrow. But crew of Jackson, man, thanks for coming into studio. Jackson makes the trip from Laramie, so totally respect that. Hey, stay tuned for the Hull Show. Get a chance to go watch some games over at UNC if you'd like. Make today your masterpiece. We love you, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.